We need to get people off the streets. We need to keep people safe. We need to have a safe haven for people.
The site is located at Florida Avenue and Bush Boulevard. County offices once occupied part of the building, but much of that space is now vacant due to cutbacks. Proponents note that unlike a proposed tent city that the commission recently voted down, the site is close to public transit. White added that the 20,000 square foot building could also house social services in addition to those already located within the building.
Since that is already boxed off as office space, use that for administrative purposes and having on-site administrators, on-site social services, on-site counseling, on-site care. And I believe that we can partner with USF and the VA.
While none of White's colleagues disagreed with him on the county's need for such a facility, there was some concern over the haste of the proposal.
This is so wrong in so many ways.
Among Commissioner Jim Norman's concerns was whether entities like the school board, area neighborhoods, and even the property owner had been given adequate notice about the proposed facility.
Everything you're saying, I believe, has got merit. But this is so violating a process of community involvement, notice to the community. I doubt, you know, one or two people might have read the newspaper. I doubt if 99% of the people in that whole community out there even know what's happening. That's wrong.
Commissioner Rose Ferlita reminded the commission that the property is within the city of Tampa and that the shelter may thus require resources the city does not have.
I think there will be zoning issues that we need to listen to and hear about and see what the feedback is from the city of Tampa and from city council. In addition to that, there are going to have to be a lot of commitments from the city of Tampa. We can't speak for them. Everybody has had budget constraints. They're going to have public safety issues. Are there going to be more needs for law enforcement?
Ferlita added that compared to the recently rejected Tent City, which is located in unincorporated Hillsboro, the Floraland location would likely have a greater impact on the surrounding community.
Surface comparisons. The Tent City site was in unincorporated Hillsboro County. 18 schools within 3 miles, 62,000 people living within 3 miles. Floraland Mall site, as opposed to being in unincorporated Hillsboro County, is in the city of Tampa. Instead of 18 schools, there are 27 schools within 3 miles, 27 in 3 miles. And instead of 62,000 people living within 3 miles, there are 135,000 people living within 3 miles.
The discussion began with a public comment session. Homeless Network organizer Derek Chamblay said that homelessness is a human rights issue and one of urgency.
What we have here is a state of emergency. For every one of the 10,000 estimated homeless people in Hillsborough County, there must be 10,000 families that are on the brink of homelessness because they cannot pay their rent this month.
Naomi Hall, who lives near the former shopping center, expressed concern over potential threats the facility may pose to her neighborhood.
I understand that there needs to be a facility for these kind of issues, but I don't think it should be in my neighborhood. I work very hard. I am a single mom, and I have a daughter that lives with me, and I'm just concerned about the issues of what bringing one of these facilities into my neighborhood, what the repercussions are going to be to the people that live in the neighborhood already.